And we're also talking today about the state of the finances. The government came out today, Mark McGowan, Ben White, came out today to give an update on the state of the state's finances. Overall, the economic and fiscal overview indicates a $1.2 billion downward revision to revenue from the pre-election estimates. Net debt is now forecast to reach $42 billion by June 30, 2020, and the government is requesting that the Federal Treasurer, Scott Morrison, injects an extra $226 million as a GST top-up grant. This is what the Premier, Mark McGowan, had to say about the legacy that the previous Liberal government has left for his new government.
The Liberal National Government we've succeeded were the worst economic and financial managers in the history of Western Australia. They were the most wasteful, lazy, profligate, irresponsible government this state has ever seen, and potentially any state has ever seen in this nation. Treasury was excluded from many areas of government. It was excluded from many spending commitments made by the government. There was a dysfunctional relationship between the Liberals and the Nationals, which meant that there was no central control over spending. There was a shadow budget process run by the National Party, and the Treasury would only find out about that process after it was concluded. The consequence of all of this is the government will need to make tough and uncompromising decisions to arrest this slide. People won't like it, but unless we do, this state will slide into becoming a financial basket case.
9221882. I want to hear from you today. So far, the government's confirming power will go up 7%. Water will go up 6%. Public transport up 2.5% when it delivers its first budget in September. Mark McGowan, the Premier, says these are the worst set of books since the Great Depression and argues that he cannot sleep at night because of the state of the finances. Well, the man who was in control of the finances until earlier last month was Mike Nahan. He was the Treasurer. He is now the Opposition Leader, and he is my guest on Perth Live today. Mike Nahan, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Ali. Pleasure to be here.
Okay. Mark McGowan says that you, that the Liberal Party, were the worst economic managers.
Mark McGowan is doing probably a poor rendition of what many new governments do, is exaggerate the downside and blame the previous government. Simple fact of the matter is that Mark McGowan has received a set of books exactly what he knew they were. We have had debates on and off for 3-4 years about the deteriorating financial position of the state. We had it before the election and in detail during the election. And he chose, knowing full well the issues that he reported today, there are no surprises.
So you think he's exaggerating what he's saying today, Mike?
No, I know he is. The state of the books are exactly what the Treasury said they were before the election. And what did Mark McGowan choose to do, knowing full well the position? He went and chose to spend an extra $5 billion and promised to balance the books, pay off the debt without a debt reduction strategy, issue no taxes, no new taxes. He misled the public systematically. Now he's trying to rationalize himself out of that. And what he's done today, he's made some claims about a dysfunctional process. Treasury would not have told him. Every issue, every expenditure was put through the ERC and through Treasury. There was no shadow decision-making like he accused the National Party. And Treasury was intimately involved in the costing of every decision we made.
Yeah, because he just made that statement there, and we did hear it again, Mike Nahan, that he argues that Treasury were excluded from areas of government. Is he making that up?
Totally false. Utterly false. Untrue. No evidence. False. A lie. Now, what he's done today, he's come out with a partial update. Treasury always does an update about this time because we usually are into the budget cycle at this time. So they update all the parameters, the estimates of growth and population growth, economic growth, and estimate own source revenue, stamp duty, land tax, and payroll tax. And they wrote them down. I accept that. But you know what he's done? He's left out the change to the single largest source of income, and that is iron ore royalties. They are single largest source of income. He knows that if you updated those estimates, we would get over $1 billion. he would receive an over additional $1 billion over the forward estimate. He left that out. And the reason why our GST share is going down this time, and I think that's a valid estimate, is because iron ore revenue estimates are substantially above what they were in December and February. But he's gone out and presented a doctored, he cooked the books to leave out, to put in the downside and leave up the upside, put in the areas that are going down and leave out iron ore royalty increases. I know. In the run-up to the election, because Treasury told me that if they had cranked the numbers right before the election, we would get an extra $1.2 billion over the next 4 years in iron ore royalties. He left those out.
So, Mike Nahan, what would your advice be here to the new government? He says now that it'll be we'll be $42 billion in debt. Ben White, the new treasurer, says we will not have any new taxes. How are they going to address the financial situation and bring down state debt?
Carpet sweep, you knew what you were going to get. You went to that election promising $5 billion on impossible premises. You refused to have a debt reduction strategy. You attacked ours. You won government on a whole bunch of policies that simply were not sustainable. Don't go out and present and politicize Treasury, present doctored data to hide from your own decisions. That's what they're trying to do. And get on with the hard work. The thing they really found out, remember during the last election, right, they put their costings. They refused to put their costings to Treasury. And Treasury would have told them that, listen, the expenditure in the budget is as tight as a drum. The past government held expenditure, and myself and everyone else held expenditure the tightest in 20 to 30 years. If you cut any more, you're going to cut into essential services. And Treasury would have told them that when they put the costings together. That's why they hid it from Treasury. And now they've opened the books and say, yes, the books are in the state that we know, but this there's some really tough decisions to make. And those tough decisions are completely inconsistent with their election platform.
So, Mike Nahan,
the position of their own making.
Mike Nahan, you don't believe there's too many more cuts that can be made to the public service? And do you cast doubt over whether or not Labor will be able to promise and fulfill its promise of building the Metronet rail plan?
Well, the Metronet, some of the Metronet should be built, but that's a capital expenditure. This is a operating expenditure. And they have gone out and promised whole new sets of public servants, 11 new departments, whole raft of new educational assistants, whole range of new teachers, a whole range of other expenditure, which they should not and cannot fund. And they knew it before the election. This is a concoction to try to hide their own problems brought on by themselves during the election campaign. And there's nothing to hide here. The books are exactly what they thought they were going to be, and we knew where they were going to be, except they're actually a bit better because iron ore prices are higher.
And obviously the GST needs to be addressed. You've said you want Mark McGowan to go with you. Bipartisan support between Labor and Liberal to the Commonwealth. Now, Ben White today, the Treasurer, is requesting that Scott Morrison hand over an additional $226 million as a GST top-up grant. Was that something you'd support?
Yeah. What we did is 3 years ago put effectively a floor in GST at 37.6% of our share. And the Commonwealth government gave the Barnett government two lots of $500 to bring it up to that level. What they're asking for is essentially the same thing. The difference is not as much, and I support that. But what I also asked McGowan is to get on his bike and tell his mate, Bill Shorten, to support improving the outcome for the GST for WA. You cannot have one part of the aisle, the Liberals, do all the lifting and expect to sustain it. So the one thing that we're missing in this whole GST debate is Mr. Shorten supporting it. Where is he?
All right.
McGowan does not need to go to Turnbull and ask for support and reform of GST. He's already there. The one missing, actually, is Mr. Shorten. And that's what McGowan has to do, get Shorten on side, and maybe we have some Maybe we can make some strides here.
All right, Mike Nahan, appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Mike Nahan there, the opposition leader, 922-11-882.